All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You know, if you played a Caputo drinking game, how many times he throws the ticket text or says he'd love to hear from you, you'd be dead in 7 minutes. Good Monday afternoon, Roberto. Top shelf work as always. The band is back together. Sully back. Happy to report, use sunscreen, no burnt power alleys, the golf weekend end all golf weekends. And you had the opposite that I had. I have heard about this weekend where I got drilled seven ways to Sunday by Saratoga. You crushed your friends. You emptied their bank accounts. You were literally flaunting their money back in their face.
It was interesting, man. And to be honest with you, and I'm not even joking here, I didn't use sunscreen once.
What?
But I did. Luckily, didn't get burnt. I wore a hat, so it was good.
This kid's asking for skin cancer. He just doesn't get it.
No, I didn't. But no, dude, it was crazy. So yeah, I won the weekend. It was good. I played okay. Played pretty well. But with how it works with some of those bets, like I would win and I'd have the best score, but with your teammates playing bad, you end up losing, whatever. But it was overall great time, a lot of fun.
We need to get into some of that. I know. Golden Tate said something about Stafford, so we all need to freak out about it. I just think what Golden Tate said is dishonest, okay? Flat out. But I'll get to it later because I think so little of his commentary. Where you're talking about this guy having, oh, he's better than Russell Wilson. No, he's not. Oh, he's better than Carson Wentz or Nick Foles. No, actually, he's not. And if you have a beef with the organization, then just come out and say it, dude. But we'll get to that in a little bit. I've also got big thoughts on Matthew Boyd, Alavila, and some Tiger trade stuff. And I was listening to Doug and Scott, and I said it in the crosstalk, and this is the beauty of the station. I basically disagree with just about everything they said. So I'm going to give you an opposite viewpoint on what Boyd's worth, what I would take. And I'll tell you this right now, July 31st is going to be a big day. And I'll get into that at 2:30. I've got lots of stuff I want to get to, but I want to start out because Sully's finally back. And if you heard Thursday's show before I left, we talked about Sully playing about 100 holes of golf in just over a 48-hour period. It was ignorant, as I termed it. But 36 holes one day, 54 another, a standard 18-hole round another day. Sully, before we get to the betting aspect of this, can you just explain to us how physically broken you were after 54 holes in one day?
Yeah, it's to a point where, like, you're playing so early, you'll play at 7:30. Granted, this is after a night of drinking and partying and whatever. And then you just go have lunch straight to the course again. And your back is just extremely, extremely tight.
Mm.
Really is. Mm. And it does get to a point, absolutely, where you're physically, it hurts. But you just power through it and you play. And it also helps when you're up in Boyne and Petoskey and just can watch the beautiful, beautiful sunset over Lake Michigan. That's what makes it cool. The courses were just fantastic up there.
I got to tell you something. As the week went on, and I know, you know, you were gone basically all week. Mike, there's a lot of anti-boat guy sentiment going on this program.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people have turned on Boat Guy.
Oh,
the fact
terrible.
That Boat Guy has not called us back, the fact that he did not participate in the Stoney and Wojo Invitational, there's an anti-boat guy sentiment that people straight up don't believe this man is an actual listener of this program.
Yeah.
And therefore deserves no respect and no credence.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
It makes sense. He hasn't called back at all, which I don't get why. There's got to be someone who knows him that says, hey, dude, why don't you give him a call?
Yeah, well, listen, maybe he's a bit of a deadbeat. I don't know. We don't know. He won't call us back.
I was looking for Boat Guy up there because it was just so beautiful, beautiful, and they had some sailboats and everything. I thought I might see him.
Please.
But, by the way,
this,
Mike.
This is the most overrated place on earth up north.
Bay Harbor was just incredible.
You people in this state have been living a lie.
I thought you'd appreciate it, though. Apparently, the record for unlimited golf up there, I heard from some of the guys, was 65 holes in one day.
That's stupid. That's just ignorant.
Which even 54 holes, you're really pressing it with darkness.
But here's my real question. This is what I want to at least wrap about before I get all upset about Matthew Boyd and Stafford and all the other nonsense in this town. Is gambling the best part of golf? I mean, is betting your friends the best part of golf? Betting is not a big part of basketball. Like, you don't bet on each jumper. You know, yeah, you can bet on bowling, but who the hell under the age of 50 still bowls or 40 still bowls? David, you don't bowl. You're a liar. You do not bowl. You bowl?
Yeah, not on a regular basis anymore because I'm just too busy. But yeah, I bowl. I have a ball, I have shoes, I have a glove, I have everything.
David's got a ball. Here's the deal. Listen to me. The point I'm making is golf is very conducive to gambling.
Yep.
And Sully gambles his ass off on the golf course.
Oh, it makes it so much better.
This weekend, he's basically Michael Jordan, Roberto. He gets out there and he gambles his ass off. And it goes either really, really well this weekend or really, really bad. Not to the point where we're going to ask Sully to take a leave of absence from the show because he's got a gambling problem like Jordan did and the NBA asked him to do. My opinion, the point is gambling the best part of golf? Like, I do wonder, I don't know that I would be able to go out there and play without having a side bet with a friend.
And that's what makes it really competitive and really fun.
That's the competitive aspect
of bleep talking with your friends if someone's carrying the other guy and this and that.
Just say what you really want to say. Go ahead.
No, I think,
bleep talking.
I think the gambling and the drinking and just being out. It's what I've told you before with why you love horse racing and the comparisons I've drawn to golf with that.
I don't love it after this weekend.
Outside gambling, drinking, hanging with your friends. It's great.
Yeah. No, there's elements of that. No, look, I just want to know from the golf elite. Are we overstating the value of the gambling of this sport? I when Sully tells me about these weekends, it reminds me of what it had to be like for Jordan in his prime. Just on the course, swapping house payments with people, just killing it. Killing it.
He's starting to look like him, too. You know who he's becoming? Lester Diamond, the golf hustler.
Oh, the Beverly Hills pimp, golf hustler.
He's gonna start golfing with like dentists and doctors.
Yeah, Sully, when are you gonna start playing in a club card game, country club back room?
Yeah, come on.
It's gonna
I do really want to join a country club because there's some fantastic junior golf rates, man. Like rates you wouldn't even believe.
These courses are
begging for junior memberships right now.
All right, time out. That's because the whole country club thing's ridiculous. Listen to me. You can't join a country club under the age of 35.
Dude, the rates are crazy.
You can't. Mike, that's ridiculous. You're a single man, 26 years old. What are you? You know what they're going to do if you join a country club? Hey, whose kid are you?
No, you'd be surprised how many younger people join country clubs because of how stupid the prices are.
I got a name for those people. Losers.
No, it's not. It's better. It can be better to
why? So you can take the kids you don't have to the pool?
Just because of how affordable it is, too.
What? So you can go to the club awards banquet at the end of the year?
Yeah. Why don't you join the yacht club, too, while you're at it?
Who the hell wants to hang out with a 26-year-old at a country club?
Dude, it is. Some of these rates right now are...
Do we have a single person listening to us right now who's under 30 and is a member of a country club?
Oh, yeah.
No,
sure.
You don't.
Absolutely.
No. And you know what? I hope David blocks their number. Well, how ridiculous. Now, I'm asking the golfers, before I get into this Golden Tate and Matthew Boyd stuff, is gambling the best part of golf? Is betting your friends the single best part of this sport? 248-539-9797. That's where I want to start on this beautiful Monday.
There's so many different formats and stuff you can play, too. That's what makes it great.
How bad did you hurt your boys? How bad did you
hurt? I kind of got screwed.
You got anybody who can't come up with the service bill this month?
No, nothing that bad, really.
Nah.
But
so did you take a car payment from your boy?
That's what's frustrating, though, because I'd win, but I wouldn't because of the betting aspect of it with having a teammate that, there was one time I shot a, over the weekend, I was playing with one of my friends who was on my team. I shot an 86, and he shot a 103 or something. And it really makes it tough, but and vice versa.
248-539-9797. I want to talk about the gambling aspect of golf. Sully gambled his ass off like his name was Charles Barkley. Yeah.
And we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. In the ticket text, the 97136, okay? We're live here on Woodward. I always love the Caputo Dream Cruise shows. And he just starts waxing poetic about the summer of 56. Yeah, I used to come out here and stare at tailpipes all day long. All right, coming up at 2:30, I'm going to give you some Matthew Boyd stuff, including, I think, a ridiculous take from a national media member. And if it happens, somebody should lose their job. We'll get to it in 10 minutes. Regarding Sully, both with this whole joining of a country club, but also is gambling the best part of golf? He's got a MILF fetish. That's why he wants to join a country club. It's obvious. All right, Sully into the older ladies. Is Boat Guy a member of the Yacht Club? We wouldn't know. The guy doesn't call. Sully, we got you, bro. All my friends are junior members. I'm hopping from club to club every weekend. Need Roberto to make a Sully's an Elitist song ASAP. Why? So management can ban that too, like they did the Jamie song? Wait, is this on? I'm Shandy guy. Nothing beats sipping a Shandy on a warm day. And two questions for Sully. Does he play from the tips? And what does he shoot when normally playing 18?
No, I'm not good enough to play from the tips generally. But I am usually high 80s.
I feel like our listeners are testing you. Let's go over to Jared.
I'm never a scratch golfer. I've never said that or really anywhere close, but I'll be competitive.
Look, you're good enough to gamble against your buddies and crush them. Let's go over to Jerry, 97.1. What's up, Jerry?
How you guys doing? Big fan of the show.
Thanks, pal.
I got a buddy of mine who's in a country club. He works for this Title Connect company, and basically he's like, oh, yeah, I use it to take clients there and schmooze people and get them all, you know, boozed up and go on the course. And I'm like, dude, you're 28 years old. What are you doing at a country club? And he's like, hey, you know, he hit me up one night and said that he had a limit for how much money he had to spend. So he's like, hey, you know, I got to spend like $200 at the club tonight. You want to come get drunk for free and eat some food? And next thing you know, we're sitting around a fire with like two 50-year-olds smoking cigars. And I'm like, where are we right now?
What planet are we? Right. Like, what clients is Sully's going to go and what? Network?
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, he is Mike Sullivan, so he's got a, you know.
Yeah, but that's my point. He's going to walk in the door. He looks like he's 18. He's going to walk in the door, and they're going to go, look, it's not bring your kid to work day. Who's your dad? He can't 100%. Go to a country club.
Thanks, guys.
You got
I think, and I would bet, speaking of betting, I would bet that the ticket texters and callers would support me on this. You would really be surprised at how many younger people and how many junior membership rates and how many junior members there are at local country clubs. It's really taken off the past few years due to some of these rates.
Okay, but why can't you just go play golf? What am I missing here? Like, what course
it's just
is
advantageous.
So, oh, really, how?
From what you'd spend per month and the minimums that you wouldn't even have as a junior member and the fact that you could get a tee time whenever you wanted. You don't have to wait
so
on
what
tees,
course,
that type of
thing. What course is so juicy that you need to pay to join a club? And, oh, by the way, now you want to play that course every time you play. No more variety. No. Now I'm married to the club.
No, well, you'd still be able to play other courses, obviously. I'm sure, like people have said, you know, guys that belong other places, or you just go out and play a public course or whatever. But the advantage is, you can go there whenever you want. You can hit range balls whenever you want.
What's the place? Just say it. What's the club you're looking to join? Well, I got to know what country club is going to take a 26-year-old and be proud of it.
Oh, there's tons that would.
Who?
Locally, I think Red Run or Plum Hollow would be awesome. But that's the kind of the two I'm really looking
at. I know
right
one
now.
Of them. I don't know what Plum Hollow is. Red Run, everybody knows. It's in Royal Oak.
Yeah, which has a ton of young people.
You know who used to play there was Stafford, from what I'm told.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they have a ton of younger people there.
Red Run.
Or Plum Hollow. Plum Hollow is extremely competitive.
Hey, David, maybe he's going to rent some kids and bring them to the pool once a month.
Dude, I'll show you their rates, man.
I don't know. You do whatever you want. Eric, 97.1. What's up, Eric?
What's happening, Mike?
Talk to me, buddy.
If it wasn't for gambling, I would have quit golfing 15 years ago.
See? Okay, so the gambling is what keeps you golfing.
Absolutely. We, whether it's dollar, $2 skins, we play the front nine, play the back nine, total, bet on how many putts, anything we can put a dollar on, we do, and it keeps it interesting. And, you know, like the guys that I hang out with range from, you know, like golfing in Sully's range to I'm usually in the high 90s, low 100s. But you throw a handicap in there, and it gives you something to compete, you know, with even guys that are much better than you or much worse. So
I'm telling you,
keeps us coming back.
When Sully talks about playing 100 holes of golf over a 48-hour period, the only thing that keeps that interesting is the gambling. It's the only thing. Betting your friends, the competitive portion of it. Maybe that's why golf is so. What percentage of golfers gamble?
Oh, vast, vast majority.
So you always have a side bet when you're playing?
Yeah, even if it's just something simple, just a team format type thing, best ball, whatever.
What did you do with your friends?
We played match play. We played.
You don't do skins.
Ball.
You don't do skins though.
With just us four, we did. And if it's some sort of outing or a few groups, whatever, you always do skins.
It's probably too hard for you guys to do skins though, because people's variance is all over the place. Like professionals, you know, you'll have a hey, I parred it, you parred it. All right, move it to the next hole, or you know, one under, one over. Dude, you go out there with some of the donkeys you hang out with, you're going to have one guy plus 18 on one hole. You're going to have another guy who's going to cheat.
But that's why you handicap it. So, yeah, there's one of my friends who would play at a, what did he play at this week, like a 20 or 21?
Oh, my God. That doesn't even sound fun.
And, you know, you got some of us might be a 12, something like that. So you kind of just cancel it out.
I'm going to give Matt the last word before I get angry about baseball. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, you know, I've been listening to you guys for a long time. Does Sully have kids somewhere that he's hiding from us?
No, Matt, he's 26. I don't know what the hell this kid's doing. Matt, it's like he leads a double life.
I mean, first of all, if you're going to have kids, you have no clue if they're going to be golfers. So at least give it some time before you jump in the country club. B, you know, country clubs are great for gaining business and having the business you do pay for the country club. No disrespect, Mike. I don't see where a country club's going to play a role with your line of work, but I could be wrong. And the other thing is you play the same course over and over and over and over and over again. And it just the minimums that they talk about, they get you in the door with these small figures, but you have to spend $1,500 in the bar every quarter.
Oh.
And those are the numbers. Restaurant and bar, $1,500 every quarter.
No, that's I know what you're saying about minimums, but that's absolutely not the case with some of these junior memberships. Some of them don't even have minimums to spend.
Yeah, but I've looked into all these rates. Matt, you said what I'm thinking. I'm going, this kid loves playing all these courses. Why the hell would you lock yourself into one course? You'd be bored in 3 weeks.
You're so much better off than taking three or four trips a year, going out to whatever, Arizona to go play some desert golf, Florida to go play some golf, up north on a golf trip. Use that budget to go on golf trips.
Matt is speaking the gospel.
No, and I understand that concept of playing the same course.
Thank you, Matt.
Still, dude, it's even from the practice facility standpoint, from going and sitting by a pool on a warm day or whatever.
All right, listen.
And speaking of stories, by the way, which I didn't tell, God. I have perhaps one of the most, I think it would probably be the most siren-worthy thing I've ever said on air.
Why didn't you start the show with it?
Because we just got caught up with gambling and stuff.
Okay, let me take you to the world of baseball. I want to update this Matthew Boyd stuff. And I've got a news report. We got a little rumor. We may or may not have gotten something from the Yankee organization. It's very juicy. But I want to lay a few things out there as we are now officially, 2 weeks from the trade deadline, 2 weeks in a day. Let me reset everything next. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.